Martin Rosen. There is a report in the archives of the Département de Vendée in western France which says that on the 31st of January 1944, officers Salomon, Mazouin and Cabanetto, under command of Adjutant Le Papu, from the Fontenay-le-Comte station in the Saint-Hermine Brigade, acting on instructions from Prefect Monsieur Gaston Jamet, according to the ordinance of January the 20th, 1944, called at 2:30 in the morning at the living quarters of Martin Rosen, in a property owned by Madame Bobière, née Meunier, in the village of Saint-Hermine, in the Vendée. The officers say in their report that Martin Rosen opened the door, and that they took him and drove him to the station. Martin Rosen, the report goes on, was born on the 18th of August 1890 in Krosnowice, in Poland. Jeweller, son of Jonas and Rachel, naturalised French, Jewish race. 1 meter 62, brown eyes, oval face, straight nose, regular mouth, dressed in yellow cotton trousers and grey cotton jacket, wearing a Basque beret and low-heeled shoes, scar on his left cheek. He was taken to the parish hall at La Roche-sur-Yon, where he met up with 30 other Jews taken that night. They were taken to the train station, put on a wagon for La Rochelle, then Poitiers, then Drancy internment camp. From there he was taken to Paris Bobigny station, put on Convoy 68 on February the 10th, and taken to Auschwitz. From the archives of La Vendée there is more. On March the 28th, 1944, Madame Bobière wrote to the prefect of the Vendée at Roche-sur-Yon, Monsieur Jamet, informing him that the Felt Gendarmerie and the Gendarmerie came to her house on January the 31st and took Mr. Rosen, of Jewish nationality, who had been staying in her house for more than a year. A wicker basket containing some linen belonging to Mr. Rosen has been left in the room, which had been sealed up by the gendarmes. In this room, Madame Bobière writes, is my furniture, including a large cupboard containing things that are indispensable for my personal use, sheets, clothes, linen, blankets and family papers. Besides that, Rosen's brother-in-law, who lives in the next room and who is French, would look after the wicker basket, which is the only piece of furniture belonging to Rosen. I am 71 years old and infirm. I have the honour of soliciting your goodwill in taking the seals off this room. I thank you, Monsieur le Préfet, and hope you will accept my respectful compliments, Madame Bobière. On the 15th of April, the prefect, Monsieur Gaston Jamet, who was the person who sent out the ordinance to round up the Jews in the Vendée, informed Madame Bobière that she would only be able to take the seals off as and when the occupation authorities will allow it. Gaston Jamet, who had sent out orders to round up the Jews of the Vendée, had been ordered to do so by Monsieur Louis Bourguin, prefect of the region, who had received orders to do so from Pierre Laval, chief of government, in conjunction with the chief of regional security police, the Sicherheitspolizei Karl Hermann Herold, who, acting under instructions from his superior officers, Helmut Knochen and Heinz Röttger, both based in Paris. Martin Rosen is my father's uncle. He didn't return from Auschwitz. His name is engraved on the commemorative wall at the Museum of the Shoah in Paris. There's a plaque on the wall in La Roche-sur-Yon, where the parish hall used to be, commemorating the roundup of January the 30th and 31st, 1944.